Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 22. Do not those who plot evil go astray, but those who plan what is good find love and faithfulness. The most important aspect of the Word of God is that it leads us to Jesus, our Savior. Since we're sinners who deserve to go to hell, we need to be reminded over and over again that we have a Savior who loves us dearly. He does. Thank God. There are parts of the Bible where God wants to give us practical advice about this life. The Bible verse for today is one of those parts. To what is God urging us? The words translated plot and plan are the same word in the original Hebrew language. The word often means to cut into, to engrave. To help us understand this, we should think in terms of habits, life approaches which are cut deeply into us. Our habits have a huge influence on our life and will have huge results. So, for example, if you make it a habit to be dishonest, eventually your dishonesty will come back to haunt you. If you make it your habit to belittle others, eventually you will make a mess out of your relationships. The Bible verse says, "Those who plot evil go astray." There is another way. Choose God-pleasing habits. If you make it your habit to show concern for others, your relationship with others will generally improve. If you make it your habit to be thankful, your attitude will likely become more positive. If you make it your habit to see the good in all things, you will likely become more content. Plan for good. Make good happen. And what will you find? Love and faithfulness. Will there be times when dishonest people get away with their lies and cause people pain? Yes. Will there be times when people who show concern will, in return, be scorned and mocked? Unfortunately, yes again. The result is that it drives us right back to Jesus. Yes, it's worth it to cultivate God-pleasing habits. But ultimately, my habits aren't the issue, because no matter how hard I try, my habits will never be perfect. But Jesus practiced goodness perfectly. He cultivated perfect habits. Because of his perfect habits, he was able to win for me God's love and God's faithfulness. And knowing that, I'll want to cultivate God-pleasing habits. Dear Jesus, lead me to cultivate habits which bring glory to you and which spread your love to others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.